Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you're a visual artist. Why are we doing this show if you are a visual artist and this is radio?
Yeah, that's a really good question because you can't see too much on radio. But you can, if you could, you'd see I'm a real good-looking guy with
and
a real good-looking
wife. You got a good-looking wife.
Good-looking wife over there. No, the only reason this we're a visual artist is doing this radio show is because God told us to, and we have a story, and we have a story about God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and it's one that's not an old story. It's happening in our lives, and we have been experiencing the power and miracles of the Lord, and we just wanted to tell people. And so a lot of these miracles are happening up on the mountain in Kerrville at the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden.
Well, Max, every week we have a miracle of the week, and this is no difference. We are continuing a series of shows that we're doing on Herschel Reed.
Right.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Herschel again and how this came about and how special he is to the Coming King Foundation.
Yeah. Herschel is part of one of our major miracles and one of the early ones and the first ones. And we have since had a lot of wonderful miracles that have happened because the same God does all these miracles. But this first one involved Herschel Reed, and he's a man of God, a father, a husband. He's an evangelist. He's in the horse business and used to live in Hunt, Texas area near us, but he's now up in the Dallas area. And God just used Herschel in an incredible way, and we're going to get into the details of it. Basically, Herschel handed me $500,000, and that was after he had asked God if he was supposed to do that. And the way that Herschel did is he just said, "Hey, God, my family supposed to give $500,000 to buy this land on Interstate 10 to build a garden for Jesus? And if so, I want to see a wild hawk over my head." And when he opened his eyes, Roy, there were almost a dozen wild hawks, northern hares, hovering over his head. And the next morning, he gave us $500,000 that made the purchase of the land possible, that's made the garden possible, and now hundreds of thousands of people have come.
But from the time you met him and talked to him, the time it actually happened was almost a year and a half.
Yeah. I mean, and that's part of the story that we're weaving here. But that's the kind of caliber guy we got. This man moves when God says move. And there are not many people that do that, actually. And it's just a real privilege and honor to have Herschel here on the show with us and give us some of the details from his side of the story, because everybody's heard mine over and over and over.
Well, Herschel, welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Roy. It's great to be back with you guys.
And we've been talking about this now. And you speak of Dad, and for those who don't know, just now joining us, Dad to Herschel is God, and that's Dad to Herschel. And so my understanding is the reason you didn't give that money any quicker, even though you were inspired, was because Dad hadn't spoken to you.
That is correct. He had not spoken to me, and I've learned, especially when he doesn't speak to me and doesn't say something, I can't equate that into a, yes, I'm supposed to do it. It equates to, no, I haven't told you to do anything yet. So to me, I wasn't hearing that I was supposed to be a part of that yet.
So, you know, we had to wait a year and a half about for God to speak to Herschel to say, give those people some money so we could buy that land and build a garden for Jesus. But Herschel listened, and God spoke, Herschel, why don't you tell people what it means to hear God speak? What are you saying when you're waiting on Him to speak?
Well, I'm waiting on Him. It's like I said, I'm not necessarily equating His silence of anything when I hear Him. And I don't mean that I necessarily hear Him in the voice, but I hear Him in my heart say, this is what I want you to do. And I just know in my knower that's what he's saying. For that year and a half, I didn't hear anything.
Right.
Well, let me ask you, what was your, when you finally let everybody know that this, well, first off, did you let anybody know that you were going to do this in your family, or did you just do it?
No.
The way I understand the story is that you just decided to do this. This all happened within 24 hours. You saw the hawks, and you went out and got your checkbook and wrote the check. Is that right?
That's pretty accurate.
So what did your wife say?
Max invited me to come up on the mountain and pray with him and about 19 other people.
September 16th, 2005 is when we came out to the mountain, 19 of us to pray. And you came out that day.
Yeah. I came out to pray because I did. As I shared last week, I felt like Dad was in the middle of this thing, and this was something that he was definitely doing. And I wanted to, at the very least, pray and agree with those people on top of that mountain for the vision that he had shared with Max. And I felt like I was going up there to tell Max, because I'd been asking him to this time. Dad hadn't told me anything.
So you were going up there to tell him no.
I was basically going to tell him, no, Max, it's not me.
Look for somewhere else, Max. Yeah. I haven't seen anything or felt anything. Sorry.
Yeah, but then we prayed, 19 of us. We prayed over a cross. We asked God for 1 million souls if he wanted us to do this. And that was when, the scorpion charged the cross, the little cross we carved, and then the wild hawks.
Yeah. That's the $64,000 question is,
filled the sky.
Herschel, what changed your mind that day?
The $500,000 question.
Forget about 64. You're right. The $500,000 question was, what changed your mind?
I did that day, and I prayed silently while everybody else was praying in that big circle on that mountain. I said, basically, very simply, Dad, if you want me to be a part of this, then I need you to show me a sign. I would like, when I open my eyes, to see a hawk. If you want me to be a part of this, and that's when we got done praying, the detail of it is very neat, and just because it's the relationship with me and Dad, you know, it wasn't just a straight up this or that. I opened my eyes, and honestly, I didn't see anything. And I went, oh my gosh, well, I guess he didn't want me to do anything. And that's when we went over and planted the cross. The scorpions came out of the ground, and Sherry stomped all over the scorpions. And it was, you know, none of us missed the symbolism of that. And that's when the hawks started appearing over my head. I saw one hawk, and, you know, I'm a doubting Thomas. I thought, yeah, whatever. One hawk in the hill country is not unusual. Dad did not hesitate to release a couple of more hawks above my head. Then he had my attention. And by the end of all of the hawks, which I think there was over a dozen hawks or so that he released over our heads, I was definitely changed my mind.
You knew at that point when you saw those hawks that your pocketbook was going to get lighter.
Yeah, well, maybe that.
Well, listen, did you immediately tell Max of your answer?
No, I did not. No. Relationally, I was saved 30 years ago, and I can't do the math on that right now. When that was, 05, that was 10 years ago when that happened. So I've been saved roughly 20 years, but relationally, I was a youth minister in the Hill Country, and I knew the Bible fairly well and shared the gospel some. But relationally with Dad, you probably wouldn't have heard me call him Dad too much at that time. So when he answered that prayer for me in that way, it was a very intimate and direct response to me. It was my dad became very real and right in front of me that day. And frankly, it scared me. No, I didn't feel
I was going to ask you, was your heart beating kind of fast? Was your heart beating kind of fast?
Yeah.
Well, Max, what happened next with you?
Well, we had a board meeting that we had right after that, but let me point out, too, that Herschel told us that was the first fleece he'd ever put out. I didn't know that.
Yes, it was.
I thought that maybe it was just a standard reed, you know, operation method. But no, that was the first fleece that he actually put out, and he got that incredible answer. But I didn't know, and Sherry didn't know, and none of us that knew. So we went over to the local Cracker Barrel to have a board meeting. And we had already, the board had voted that we would not borrow money to do this deal. Either God did it or it didn't happen. And we were running out of time. We had a contract, earnest money contract. Sherry and I had put down the money on this land that God had previously shown me that he was going to give us. And had told me he was going to give it to us in that same still small voice. Mm-hmm. But it was all coming to the end, and it was so close on the contract that at that board meeting, we all agreed that we were not going to force it. We were not going to create an Ishmael when God wanted an Isaac. That was one of the words spoken by Nancy Scroggins, and that we were just going to have to trust God. And so then I remember Jack Rothenflew prayed, and he said, you know, God, not only do we want the money, but we want a great story. And I was... I'll just take the money, Lord. Yeah, but my heart was pretty far down because it was at the end. And so basically, the vision died that night in the Cracker Barrel. And I laid the vision down and I said, guys, I've done all I know to do. Sherry and I have given what we had to give. But we don't have enough to do this by ourselves. We already given a big amount of money, but we were not able to do more. And I said, thank y'all all for serving as trustees. But that's it.
So you'd already told everybody goodbye.
Yeah, I said, I guess that's it, because we don't need to exist if we're not going to borrow money, we're not going to try to do it, and the contract's running out. And so the vision died that night.
Well, and then it came through. Well, Herschel, on this particular segment, do you have any more that you want to share with us before we get out of?
Yeah, when he was saying that, and I know Max knows this now, but I have learned that principle too, that in life that you know, until we get ready to give something up, until we give it back, we're not going to get anything else. And that was the that was what happened, I feel, happened to Max and them, those guys that night. And it was the message of the cross coming through, the message of Jesus coming through again, that until we're willing to give our lives up, we can't receive the life that he has for us, the life that he gave up on the cross for us.
Well, Herschel Reed, we appreciate you again being with us this week. And Herschel's going to be with us several weeks to come. And Herschel, of course, is the one that helped get everything going with the $500,000 Hawk miracle, as we call it. And Herschel, thanks for being with us. Max, any closing comments?
Yeah, just I agree with everything Herschel just said. You know, and as you get older as a Christian, you learn that you've got to just tell Dad, God, the Father, yes, you'll do whatever he wants and trust him. And sometimes that means letting go of what you think is his deal, his will. I mean, I was so positive this was God had spoken, had done this, and all this happens, and then nothing. And there's those times at the last minute when God is going to say, are you going to stand, and you going to believe in my word? Are you going to trust me? Are you going to trust me enough to let this go? And in our lives,
and it's very difficult.
And it's very, very difficult, especially if you're invested emotionally and financially in every way. But God taught me that lesson that, again, when you give it back to God, then that releases him to do what he wants to do. And we all know then he did it, not us.
Max Greiner, how can people get in touch with us if they're listening right now and they want to get more information on the cross in Kerrville?
Okay, they can go to, we've got actually four websites, but the two main websites are thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org, or thecomingkingfoundation.org. And we have the full story about Herschel and this $500,000 Hawk miracle that made the garden possible on the website. So I encourage everybody to go and listen and watch, and it's going to be a blessing.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, this is Sherry with you again today, and I want to read some new comments that have come in recently. First one is from Tom and Mary Pusey. They are our tour guide chaplains, and they're from Kerrville, Texas. Dear Friends of the Cross, yesterday, March the 3rd, we had the privilege of sharing our beautiful prayer garden with lifelong friends, Kathy and Harry Knights. We have known them for over 40 years. They are believers with strong evangelist gift. They were so blessed and genuinely moved as they experienced the overwhelming presence of our precious Holy Spirit. As we entered the center of the cross, the wind blew over us, through us, and among us as we prayed for each other. Then the miracle happened. Harry had a knee replaced several years ago, and since then he has never been pain-free in his knee. And recently his leg has started swelling considerably. After releasing God's healing anointing and speaking words of restoration and rejuvenation over him, the pain left his knee. He has been pain-free ever since yesterday afternoon. The second part of his healing became evident as we all looked at his knee this morning. The swelling has dissolved. His knee is now pain-free and decreasing in size. They left this morning refreshed and blessed, experiencing an ongoing miraculous healing. We wanted to share this with you today so you would know that the prayer garden will be shared with their friends and family in Massachusetts. And let's see, we have one from Del Rio, Texas. It was sent in by TripAdvisor. A beautiful place filled with energy. It doesn't cost anything to go here. There isn't anyone stopping you asking for money, but there is a place to make a contribution and get more information. I went here about 7:25 in the morning, and the place was magnificent. A huge rugged cross, religious statues, an incredible view, and a feeling of energy that I have felt in very few places. The next one is from a friend, a lifelong friend who was once an employee. He says, Dear Max, we stopped by as we passed through. Looks great. Everything you dreamed of. Almost. I am sure it will come to completion. And that's all for this week. Please come back again next week and we'll have many more for you. Bye.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt, through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.